Dale Meyer presents Toes Up in the Tulips, Lovely Lethal Gardens Book 20 by Dale Meyer, narrated for you by Mandy Kaplan. Chapter 1. Thursday evening, not quite a week later. Doreen sat outside, her face up to the sun, just enjoying having nothing to do. No killers to run down, no crazies to go after, just finding some semblance of normality in her world. The captain had been more than profuse in his thanks, and as she had filled everybody in afterward, there had been several news announcements about the case being cracked finally. As a lot of people already knew Doreen had been on the case, she had already received a lot of cheers and well-wishing. She was due to head down to Nan's soon, and Mac was coming with her for a postponed celebration. They were supposed to have the celebration a while ago, but then Mac had been shot. Since then, they hadn't been able to set it up. Until tonight. So, in about 10 minutes, Mac would be here. She got up, brushed the grass off her dress, and slowly moved toward the house. She wandered through to the front door and found Mac standing outside on the front step by the hydrangeas. He said, "Wow, I don't think I've seen you in a dress before." She looked down, smiled, and replied, "I haven't had a whole lot of reason for wearing one." He asked, "Are you ready to walk down to Rosemore?" "Yep. Are you?" And with his nod, they locked up the house and slowly moved toward the creek, all the animals coming as well. She had insisted, because it wasn't fair to have a private celebration for Mac and Doreen in solving all these cold cases when the animals were as much to thank for everything that she'd done anyway, and the Rosemore management had finally agreed. As she walked with Mac at her side, she noted, "It has been a crazy busy summer."
"You think?" he quipped. "But the captain is chortling because of the cold cases you've closed. Even though we had to open a couple new ones due to you," he added with an eye roll.
"I think it is only fair to the families to explain their loved ones didn't die by accident and that we have the murderer behind bars."
"Absolutely," he agreed, squeezing her hand.
"Ha!" Ah!
Thaddeus cawed in her ear. He'd been riding on her shoulder, humming gently as they strolled along. But now he poked his head through her hair and turned a gimlet eye on Muggs. Recognizing the signs, she hurriedly warned him, "Don't you dare. You be good. Muggs is being good. You can be good, too." That gimlet eye turned her way. Doreen quickly picked up the pace.
"Problems?"
Mac asked as he kept pace. He looked at Thaddeus curiously.
"He's behaving nicely."
"So far, but not for long. He's got that look in his eye." In a master move, Thaddeus sniffed his disdain and quickly shifted to Mac's shoulder. He then proceeded to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?